Governor Haley's enthusiastic online call for donations to help elect, quote, America's comeback team does not take you to a fundraising page for the Republican presidential ticket. It takes you to her campaign page. And she's not even up for re-election for two more years.
This is called milking the moment for all it's worth.
And Catawba College political scientist Michael Bitzer says social media is making it even easier to turn big moments like a convention speech into campaign cash. Suppose, though, that you actually take the governor's Facebook post literally. You click through and see right at the top of the page the words, "Help ensure conservative victory this November." Well, you might be forgiven for not noticing the money goes toward Haley's 2014 re-election campaign. Again, Michael Bitzer.
Yeah, when the donor gets their credit card bill and it sees Nikki Haley instead of Romney Ryan, that could be the moment that you start to see the blowback on this particular initiative.
And no, the Haley campaign cannot just transfer your donation to the Romney campaign. That's illegal. It is not, however, illegal to blur the messaging lines in asking for money, says UC Irvine election law expert Rick Hassan.
The idea that someone might have somewhat deceptive campaign speech, that happens all the time. In looking at this ad, it doesn't look like this crosses the line into fraud. I think anybody who clicks on that link will realize that they're donating to the Nikki Haley campaign and not to the Ryan Romney campaign.
A consultant for the Haley campaign says the South Carolina governor was a proud early supporter of Romney and notes that using convention excitement to fundraise is extremely common. And just like in the advertising world, misleading messages are common too, says Denise Roth Barber with followthemoney.org.
Right, you know, so voters be aware and beware.
Governor Haley has so far reported raising $1.3 million for her 2014 re-election campaign. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.